go.
Big Fatty, are you in a sling right now?
Yes!
Are you, how many gentlemen callers have you had this week? Is that a lot?
Oh, Lord.
I guess that is. So, what did you do? Did you get down and get fucked, or did they fuck you?
Big Fatty, that is vulgar!
And did you get any sex today at all?
Oh, poor Fatty.
Oh, so that's a no. No? So, Big Fatty, where can people reach you?
Big Fatty, online!
Well, thank you, and you have a good day, all right?
And Lord God, don't forget the online.
Thank you. That was Big Fatty. He came to us live today. We'd like to thank him. You can go to BigFattyOnline.com.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online!
Thank you. That was Big Fatty. He came to us live today.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 644 of the BFO for Thursday, the 22th of July, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, we have got a cruise update already. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I got the craziest phone call from my father, the Hat. Dear Gushing! Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Now, y'all, you know that tonight there's going to be the second eviction in the Big Brother. So, y'all, get those TiVos set. And I'm not going to go down into the Fat Cave to talk about it because, you know, I have not seen the Wednesday show yet. So, y'all, I'm going to tell you. Tuesday night was no better with the sleeping. I didn't go to bed until about, couldn't fall asleep until after 1 o'clock in the morning. Y'all, it's killing me. It is just killing me. I don't know what's up. I don't know what's up. And so, you know, it's a Big Fatty. You just got, but y'all, I'm surprisingly, I'm not as tired. You never guess that from the yawning, but anyway. So, y'all, before the time gets away from me today, like it did on yesterday's little show, y'all, I was in the e-letters on yesterday, and y'all, it was Michael. Michael, the lurker, y'all, he lives over there in the Uck in the South Coast. Y'all, I think that's where that rich from Flat 29. I think that's where, y'all, that is a Lean Cuisine ginger chicken on whole wheat pasta with the vegetables. And y'all, it was really quite good. But anyway, you know, I said that he sent me a song. He sent me a song on yesterday's little show. Well, no, he sent it a while back. When did he send this? May the 14th. Y'all, it's been 2 months. He probably hasn't. No, Big Fatty does not. Big Fatty does not respond. Does not respond in a timely fashion. He is trying to be. Well, never mind. But y'all, so before the time gets away from me today, Michael, I am going to play the little song that you sent to Big Fatty. And y'all, I have not previewed this, so you'll get to hear it the first time as Big Fatty gets to hear it. Oh, that'll be lovely.
Yeah, I do love a good hoedown. It's gonna be real good, yeah. I'm what you might call an animal lover, yeah. Horses, kangaroos, and chimpanzees, and crazy monkeys. But dogs and birds and fish don't satisfy me. For cats, they are the sweetest. You see, I tell you what, I like cats with mustard. I like cats with chili cheese. You know it. Cat sausages, cat fricassee. Won't you try some cat chili? I think that cats are great to eat. Well, some might call it animal cruelty. Yeah, pussies. I try to deny my flavor treat. It's real good. And until there are the people there to feed them, they're better in my gut than on the street. I got a big gut, too. I like cats in burritos, that Tex-Mex style. I like cats with rice and peas. Cat bouillon, cat sushi, cat with Chianti and fava beans. Try cat, the other white meat. All right, take it, clam. Rock, baby. I like cats with mustard. Yeah, I like cats with chili cheese. Cat sausages, cat fricassee. Have you tried the cat chili? I think that cats are great to eat. One more time, Clem. I like cat the other white meat.
Dear gussy, y'all. Michael, thank you so much, y'all. He says that when he heard this, he knew it was me. He just knew. He says, "Beck Patty, I heard the attached and thought of you. Who knew you could sing?" And y'all, who doesn't like a cat with mustard? Ah, Beck Patty. Anyway, KC out in Denver is worried about my sleeping habits, and he says that I need to have a hot toddy before I go to bed tonight to help me sleep better. And he does have a hemorrhoid android, and it does have the big app. Oh, poor Big Fatty! The Big Fatty app, so yes! I can listen that way, too. Well, KC, you need to start listening. But I won't be on the LFC this Friday. Friday, y'all. And by hot toddy, I think KC is talking about his giant penis. Because, y'all, it is indeed a hot toddy. Yes, Big Friday, how lovely for you to bring that up while we're having our Cheerios. And it makes us just want to get vulgar. It's just vulgar.
It's time for Big Fatty's Cruise Update.
Y'all, I woke up on, hump day morning. Y'all, I had an e-letter from Miss Wes, who's out there in the San Diego, in the SoCal. And y'all, I thought he was going to have something to say about Big Fatty coming out to the Orange County. But y'all, no! No, y'all, he says, Brad Craddy, I would like to get more information about the lovely cruise you're going on. Now, when it says that the price for the stateroom is $1,000, does that mean that it is split between two people at $1,000? And y'all, I wrote him back, because y'all, it states right there. It's just right there in front of you. It says price per person based on double occupants. And I said, no! No! That is the price per person based on double occupancy. And he said, well, fuck it! And, y'all, if you want to split a stateroom with Miss Wes, you could probably talk him into it. And, y'all, you could do a lot worse than split a stateroom with Miss Wes, is all I gotta say. Yes, Big Fatty, they could end up having to split a stateroom with you. Yes! Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, my phone, I'm sitting at my desk at the coal mine, and y'all, my telephone rings, ring, ring, telephone ring. Somebody say, hey, I don't know how that goes. But y'all, I looked, and of course, you know, I've got the caller ID, and y'all, it is my father, and he's calling from his cellular telephonic device, and he goes, Brad Hardy, I have just had the most amazing experience of my life. And I went, oh, well, this should be good. And I just had to tell somebody. And I said, well, what happened? And he goes, well, my phone, I'm driving down the road and my phone rings and I answer it. And it's this man and he is in Siberia. And he wants me to do some work at his house over here in Atlanta. And he was talking to me on his computer, something called Skype. And he says it costs 2 cents a minute to use, but he was talking to me on his computer from Siberia, and I was in my car, in my truck, talking on my cellular telephone. It was just the most amazing thing I have ever experienced. And I just can't wait to tell the Hatterina, but she's at the Sam's Club right now doing a little shopping. But I just needed to tell somebody, thank you for calling. And y'all, and I thought, well, wow, that's not really a big deal. Y'all, it just goes to show you. It just shows to go you, y'all. That yes, Big Patty, it just shows to go ya that you know there's always something exciting. It's always something exciting to get them going. To get them going, Big Patty. Yes, Big Patty, that is just lovely. Now, y'all, let me just look. I've got to look over here. Excuse me, just one moment, please. I need to get over here to my papers. Y'all, because I've got a stack of papers here that I always like to tell you what's on them, but I've run out of time here. Here recently, y'all, I've got something. Y'all, I've got something here that tells us why teachers go gray. And y'all, speaking of that, Big Fatty got a haircut today and got all that gray washed out and cut off my head. And y'all, it's just lovely. And y'all, it's hot as blue blazes over here. And y'all, I just needed a haircut. Yes. Y'all, why teachers? Oh, poor Big Fatty. Why teachers go gray? Insight into the minds of sixth graders. Are you smarter than a sixth grader? The following were answers provided by sixth graders during history test. Julius Caesar extinguished himself on the battlefields of Gaul. The Ides of March murdered him because they thought he was going to be made king. Dying, he gasped, "Tee-hee, Brutus." Tee-hee, tee-hee. Is that anything like, aw, shucks? Joan of Arc was burnt to a stake, S-T-E-A-K, and was canonized by Bernard Shaw. I don't know what that means. Y'all, this is perfect because, you know, I'm getting ready to go over to the Arc. This is about Queen Liz. Queen Elizabeth was the Virgin Queen. As a queen, she was a success. When she exposed herself before the troops, they shouted, "Hurrah!" Oh, dear God. I don't want to see that old meatloaf, that old roast beef curtain. It was an age of great inventions and discoveries. Gutenberg invented removable type and the Bible. Another important invention was the circulation of blood. Sir Walter Raleigh is a historical figure because he invented cigarettes and started smoking. Sir Francis Drake circumcised the world with a 100-foot clipper. Oh, dear gussie, y'all. Speaking of going to the Ark, anyway, the great writer of the Renaissance was William Shakespeare. You know, Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, just went to see a Bill Shakespeare play. He was born in 1564, supposedly on his birthday. He never made much money and is famous only because of his plays. He wrote tragedies, comedies, and hysterectomies, all in Islamic pentameter. Romeo and Juliet are an example of a heroic couple. Romeo's last wish was to be laid by Juliet. Writing at the same time as Shakespeare was Miguel Cervantes. He wrote Don Quixote. The next great author was John Milton. Milton wrote Paradise Lost. Then his wife died and he wrote Paradise Regained. Delegates from the original 13 states formed the Contented Congress. Thomas Jefferson, a virgin, and Benjamin Franklin were two singers of the Declaration of Independence. Franklin discovered electricity by rubbing two cats backward and declared, "A horse divided against itself cannot stand." Franklin died in 1790 and is still dead. Y'all, who knew he was still dead? Abraham Lincoln became America's greatest president. Lincoln's mother died in infancy, and he was born in a log cabin which he built with his own hands. Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves by signing the Emasculation Proclamation. On the night of April 14th, 1865, Lincoln went to the theater and got shot in his seat by one of the actors in a moving picture show. They believe the assassinator, was John Wilkes Booth, a supposedly insane actor. This ruined Booth's career. I can't believe sixth graders wrote this. Johann Bach wrote a great many musical compositions and had a large number of children. In between, he practiced on an old spinster, which he kept up in the attic. Bach died from 1750 to the present. Bach was the most famous composer in the world, and so was Handel. Handel was half German, half Italian, and half English. He was very large. Beethoven wrote music even though he was deaf. He was so deaf, he wrote loud music. He took long walks in the forest, even when everyone was calling for him. Beethoven expired in 1827 and later died for this. Y'all can't believe it. And y'all, finally, the 19th century was a time of great many thoughts and inventions. Oh, dear gussy. People stopped producing by hand and started reproducing by machine. The invention of the steamboat caused a network of rivers to spring up. Cyrus McCormick invented the McCormick Raper, which did the work of 100 men. I believe you can get that at Fort Trough. Louis Pasteur discovered a cure for rabbits. And Charles Darwin was a naturalist who wrote The Organ of the Species. Madame Curie discovered the radio, and Karl Marx became one of the Marx brothers. Y'all, those are wonderful. And y'all, I just can't sum it up anything else but by saying, DJ David J, end it.
Thank you. That was Big Fatty. He came to us live today.
Yes, I was live and reading a lot.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.